Thank you, Prim.
Okay. what do you call something you carry your money in?
If I had any, I'd carry it in my pocketbook.
Okay. If it was small and a woman carried it, what would you call it?
Purse.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist like this?
Bracelet.
And around her neck? Maybe a lot of little things strung together.
I know.
You string them?
Necklace.
Necklace?
Mm-hmm.
But some of them that are just...
Beads.
That's what I want. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt.
Instead of a belt.
Suspenders. What? Suspenders.
Okay. What do you hold over your head when it rains?
Hat. Umbrella.
What's the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy top cover when you make up your bed called?
Bedspread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on what?
Pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of a bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
We call them bolsters.
Okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps?
Quilt.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children like to sleep on?
I call it a pallet.
Okay. You say, oh, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Rich.
Another word for rich, soil.
Fertile.
Okay. The flat lowland that you find along a stream of water, what do you call that?
We call it the bottom.
Okay. What do you call low-lying grassland?
Mm.
Or a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass. Clover or alfalfa.
Well, I wouldn't know whether you'd call it a meadow or
that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, what meadow I would call it.
Okay, how about some land that had water standing in it for a long part of time? What would you call that? Land that had water standing in it.
Oh, that wouldn't be a pond, would it?
No, it would be mostly land, but just just slightly covered with water. It stood there and got sort of rank.
We call it lowland.
Okay, and this, I know down in Louisiana they call it a swamp. Do you call it that here?
Well, yes, I have known of land we'd call swampy.
Okay.
Swampy land.
Does a swamp have trees in it sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay. There's a place along the sea that salt hay grows. Do you know what that's called?
That's what grows?
Where salt hay grows along the sea. Something like a swamp. Do you know the word marsh?
I know the word marsh, but I didn't know it under that definition.
Well, did you call something else, like around here, a marsh? Do you think it just applies to the sea, along the sea?
No. Sometime I have seen marshy, we call it marshy land. Soft, wet land, we call it marsh, marshy.
Okay.
All that ground is marshy.
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? If it was part sand and part clay, what would you call it?
Part sand and part clay. We have the term we use, black land, clay land, and sandy land.
All right. How about loam?